and a passenger who has the state cabin to himself. Mr. Trail looked as if he would have preferred more mercies from heaven. Confound you, Franks, and your luck. The Duke William, which came in last week, brought 14, and she is not half of our tonnage. And this passenger who has the whole cabin don't pay nothing, continued the captain. Swear now, it will do you good, Mr. Trail. Indeed it will. I have tried the medicine. A passenger take the whole cabin and not pay? Gracious mercy, are you a fool, Captain Franks? Ask the passenger himself, for here he comes. And as the master spoke, a young man of some 19 years of age came up the hatchway. He had a cloak and a sword under his arm, and was dressed in deep mourning, and called out, "Gumbo, you idiot! Why don't you fetch the luggage out of the cabin?" "Well, shipmate, our journey is ended. You will see all the little folks tonight, whom you have been talking about. Give my love to Polly and Betty and little Tommy, not forgetting my duty to Mrs. Franks. I thought yesterday the voyage would never be done, and now I am almost sorry it is over. That little berth in my cabin looks very comfortable now I am going to leave it."